This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House Judiciary Committee voted to send articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the full House on Friday. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, a vote is scheduled for next week.
It started a long time ago, probably before I came down the escalator.
President Trump claims Democrats have been trying to set him up for impeachment for years, but he says it's backfiring.
The polls have gone through the roof for Trump because people, especially with independent voters, and especially in swing states, I could show you numbers that nobody has ever seen numbers like this before.
Count Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal among those not buying it.
We're going to win the election if Donald Trump is running.
The Washington Democrat says it's not just impeachment charges, but disrespectful behavior and cruel policies that she predicts will do him in.
Those policy differences are for the election. If he ends up running, I believe we'll win.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday agreed to hear President Trump's appeals in three separate cases to prevent his financial records, including tax returns, being handed over to the Democratic-led House of Representatives and a New York prosecutor. Yahira Hakes of Reuters reports.
The courts will hold oral arguments in March, with the decision due by the end of June, right in the midst of the 2020 presidential election. The president is attempting to block subpoenas for bank records and other materials demanded by Democratic-led committees in the House as they investigate corruption and foreign meddling in the U.S. elections process. The probes are unrelated to the impeachment proceedings playing out against the president over his dealings in Ukraine.
Impeachment against President Donald J. Trump.
The cases will test the court's conservative majority and how the justices view Trump's arguments that the subpoenas are a threat to the presidency.
That's Yahira Hakes.